This is Hard Parking, sponsored by Right Honda and Right Toyota out of Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm your host, Jay Finning, recording from my home office in Gilbert, Arizona. You guys watched the Super Bowl. It's a few weeks ago now, but there was a streaker. So if those of you who don't actually watch sports or know what a streaker is, it's when somebody runs across the field. Sometimes they're a naked streaker, but sometimes they're just a streaker. They get tackled, the fans cheer, they get hauled away by security, and they get arrested. But during this Super Bowl, the Super Bowl streaker was a Las Vegas local who placed a $50,000 bet that there would be a streaker during the Super Bowl. So he ran onto the field by himself and cashed out with $374,000 and a $1,000 fine. This past week, I had to go to... You guys remember I was complaining about getting my money with the car loan? I think I complained on here. Or did I complain on my Patreon? Well, let's just pretend I complained on here. So I went to one of the banks, PNC. I never carry cash, but I needed cash. I needed to take out cash and then deposit it. I needed to take out cash from one credit union back in Michigan and then deposit it in PNC, which is the bank that I use, one of the banks that I use now. So I go inside a location and it's a solution center. Now, my wife knew what this was because she's in banking. This is the first time I've walked inside a solution center. So basically what it is you go inside and there are no tellers. There are people there that may assist you. And I think it's the private bankers. They kind of go out there and they bring clientele to them at the solution center. But inside the front door, they had two ATMs and these were full service ATMs, which again, I'm not used to because I never have cash. But hopefully I'm educating some of you or you're thinking, wow, that's pretty cool. So my experience was I put my debit card in there. I give it my PIN. I can change my fast cash setting specifically for that ATM and that card, which is crazy. So I take out my money. There's two machines. One of them has a phone attached to it. They both have these giant screens. So the one with the phone attached, you can pick it up and there'll be a teller on the other end that can walk you through this entire transaction. It's full banking at a machine. And I have to wonder, are tellers going away? Are tellers going away? That's one of those starting jobs. I remember in high school, it's either you worked at fast food, you worked at a grocery store, and then once you got out of high school and you're getting into college, you become a bank teller because tellers make good money. Not really, but I think that's the thought. And it just seems like a more professional job. And it's a good starting point if you want to work in the banks. A lot of people start as a teller. But anyway, I'm getting way off track here. So I took the money out and then I go to make a deposit and I just stick the entire wad of cash in. I don't tell how much I'm depositing. I just stick the cash in and it sucks it all in, almost like a coin machine. And it does this little processing things and it kicks out exactly what you put in. You just confirm it and go about your way. It was the coolest thing. I went back the next day because I needed more money. And I hit my limit and the woman's kind of like, oh, hey, welcome back. But she's kind of looking at me side-eyed like I'm up to no good. Anyway, coming up on today's show, good friend of the show, Wes Tankersley, had a rental car because, you know, he's a big truck guy and his main truck broke down. And that's all he ever talks about is how cool his trucks are. I talk to him every day. Find out if his old truck is as cool as his rental car. Also, we did our Cottonwood, Arizona event. You know, special shout out to my dear friend, Edgar Milan, who is also, he's been on the show, he and his wife, Arizona Adventure Group. They're the ones who started it. And then, of course, Brandon, who has AZ Trek. And this is our third time doing this type of event. The first time was great. The second time, complete flop, at least coming out of Arizona. Fortunately, Brandon and Edgar, I couldn't attend, had family in town that weekend. This was in 2022. But they went down to Tucson and met up with a giant group. And the cruise was successful, but I'm not sure that St. Mary's Food Bank benefited that time. This time, it was a huge turnout. So what was it exactly? We had two routes. We had the off-road cars, which is what Brandon and Arizona Trek, that's what they're called, T-R-E-K. They took a route. And then Edgar and I led the street crew. So we had maybe 65, 70 total vehicles between street cars and off-road vehicles. Left Phoenix area, met in Jerome, which is a couple hours away, took a bunch of photos, and then caravaned over to Cottonwood, which is 6 miles away from Jerome. And it was awesome. And the thing is, you do these charities, and it's so easy to pick the big charity, the super big charities. Like, it's great to do an event and have your name associated with a charity, but there's so many other ones out there that just don't get the love. Here, you know, Phoenix Children's Hospital is the big one. The Fountain Hills show that we did last weekend, that was benefiting Phoenix Children. And I guarantee you, they pulled in $250,000. And they have so much stuff. There's so much charities given to them. And that's fine. But there's places like Old Town Mission in Cottonwood, Arizona, which I don't know how many people live in Cottonwood. I'm going to say 3,000, maybe 4,000. But it was a cool place. They give free haircuts, obviously free showers. They have a thrift store that you can go to. But if you go to the donation center that we went to, they have a little room set up where people can go there and go shopping, except for it doesn't cost them anything. So you're basically shopping for free. And it's the honor system. And I've been to places like that before, not personally out of need, but it is nice to know that places like that do exist. So next time you think about donating to Goodwill, look up some other charity. Because if it's a charity, they're going to be able to give you a donation receipt. And I'm not talking go out of your way and drive across the city to do it, but you could probably find something within your local area that's more than willing to take those donations, and you're going to get the donation receipt, and you're hitting up another small area that doesn't typically get the same level of love. Because even Goodwill's great. We've all shopped there, hopefully. I would think we've all shopped there at some point. In my adult life, I don't remember going, but I remember going with my mother and my brother when we were kids to buy clothes. But there's places that give it away for those people who need it. Not excessively. I think one place we went to, I don't know, 4 years ago, was with one auto, and Mimi helped put that together, if I remember correctly. Yeah, she probably did. And we did it with, there's a Team Evolved AZ, which is a local car club that's kind of one auto boosters. So they're really big. Same thing with Team AZ Elite. Those two car clubs are really big at supporting pretty much everything one auto, if not just through social media, by actually attending the event. But that was another one of those places. And they have a toy room full of these for the kids, and the kids can come in and they can pick like one toy. And then they have like a shopping allocation where they take a shopping cart around, and they could pick out like three outfits and a backpack and a toy. And it just makes all the difference in the world. But you know what could make a difference to you? 4Wheel Online. For over a decade, 4Wheel Online has been bringing the best truck accessories and truck parts to enhance the appearance and performance of all trucks and SUVs. They are dedicated to providing an extensive range of upgrades that will match any maker model on the road. Their truck products cover everything to give your truck a custom look and added functionality. Need a wheel and tire package? Head over and use the configuration tool. They carry all the major brands of wheels and tires, so go get outfitted today. Visit them online at 4Wheel Online. So I'm wondering if 4Wheel Online can help me with my next vehicle. Should be arriving any day now. I finally got all that banking crap taken care of. But I still have my Infiniti, and I still have stuff that I need to do. I've got the front bumper, the front aero lip. Those have been sitting in my garage for 8 months, maybe 12. But now they're in the way. Now I got to make room. And everybody wants your stuff until it's for sale. So I got my old set of NSX wheels and tires. I'm basically giving them away, not for free, but for the price that I'm selling them. It's sure it only fits on a specialized vehicle with a specialized fitment. But I know enough of those owners to where it shouldn't be that hard. So I'm hoping I can move that stuff out of the way. Also having issues with my NSX. Yeah, that's a out the door $200,000 car. And I noticed when my brother-in-law was here, I let him drive. We were kind of whipping around. You know, when you're in the passenger seat, you have time to kind of look around at things. When you're in the driver's seat, you should really be kind of looking at the road. Sometimes your phone, which you shouldn't be looking at. And the A-pillar, and I don't know if you guys know what that is. Some of you do, some of you don't. So when you're inside your car, think of your car frame. Think about the frame that goes from your, that essentially connects your windshield to your door. That's called the A-pillar. So if you're sitting in your car, it's just to the left of you on the driver's side and just to the right of you on the passenger side. It's a trim that just goes right up, right around the door. But that's the A-pillar. And I've noticed in the NSX, the glue underneath the fabric, the Alcantara, is loose because now it kind of bubbles down. If you guys are old enough to remember riding around in your parents' cars, or maybe you had a junky car like this when you were a kid, like in the 80s, and the ceiling of the car started to sag, and the only thing holding it up was that light in the middle. Not quite like that, but that happens when the glue gets loose, air gets in there, and starts forcing the fabric away. And I have a couple of those bubbles in the NSX. So I reached out to Acura and told them, hey, I'm having these issues. So once I take my car in for the creaky dashboard, which has been an issue with the NSXs since 2017, you think they would have fixed that. The wind noise that's coming from the driver's side, something's going up with the mirror, I don't know what it is. Or the rattle of the looseness of the little door tweeter. While you're addressing those things, you need to fix my A-pillars. And they will. But again, this is a brand new car. You shouldn't have these issues. And it makes me wonder, are cars made as well as they used to? And of course, the easy answer is no. But there's a lot of cars made a lot better than they used to be. But when it comes to certain vehicles and paying attention to certain things, it makes you wonder. Because with the old NSX that I had, sure, it's, you know, 25-year-old, 30-year-old Honda product. But those pillars, if they started coming loose, at least you understood because the car is a quarter century old. And actually, you could see where some of the, I don't know, there's like these little bubbles, but they weren't on the leather. And that was because the fastener underneath, I think the glue or heated up or something. But over time, you could kind of see that. But the leather or the pleather or whatever material they used on the A-pillar never came off. And in my 97 NSX, I think it never come off. And I didn't really have those issues. Some of the early dashboards had issues after a while because of the sun, right where it touches the windshield. I never had that issue. But I'm terrified at the future of my Type S. I love my car. It's really cool. It's really fast. Looks great. Brakes and X. I feel like a baller when I'm in it. But I'm weary of its future because of those stupid quality control issues. Of course, obviously battery life is a huge concern. We don't really know. Again, all I know is that Sammy Hagar's LaFerrari is going to cost $250,000 to fix that battery pack or whatever the thing is. The NSX isn't going to cost that much, but how much is it going to cost? So, you guys want to get into some car news real quick? This is according to Autoblog.com, as written by Jonathan Ramsey on February 21st. Delta, that's right, Delta, the airplane people. Delta is using a Porsche 911 GT3 RS to help flyers make tight connections. Random lucky passengers skip the lines in the sleekest way possible. According to this article, this started 12 years ago when Delta hooked up with brand partner Porsche on a VIP transfer service at the airline's primary U.S. hub, Atlanta, Hartsfield, Jackson. Hey, it's where we had NSX Bo. Back then, it whisked certain flyers around from one plane to another in Stuttgart style, which is probably very, like, VIPs. I can see that, I guess. Last summer, Delta added a 918 Spyder to the carpool of Cayennes, Macans, Panamera's in the Atlanta airport, and now there's a 911 GT3 RS at LAX. Until February 26, passengers chosen at random, and who we suspect are traveling alone with modest carry-on baggage and possessing the appropriate stature, of course, there it is, we'll get between gates in the 518 horsepower Track Monster. A Delta agent meets the passenger on the jetway. The duo descend to the steps to the coupe and then transverse the tarmac to pull up next to the appropriate plane. Says, and who knows, if you're one of the lucky ones and your connection is extremely tight, the chauffeur might demonstrate that 2.7 second sprint to 60 miles an hour, or might not. The speed limit on LAX ramp and apron areas appears to be 10 miles an hour. On February 15th, a man stole a truck carrying 10 new Corvettes, claiming he needed a ride home. And that sounds like it happened right here in Arizona. Law enforcement officials in Cochise, I don't even know, Cochise County, Arizona, say 23-year-old man Isaiah Walker of Lawton, Oklahoma, stole the Volvo semi and its load of 10 new Corvette models from the Wilcox Loves truck stop off I-10. They said that Walker started asking the truck driver questions about the cars he was carrying to earn his trust and then threw him out of the cab as he began stepping up. Then he drove off and headed north. Isaiah Walker, you play way too much Grand Theft Auto, bro. Police say of this stunt, it landed him back in jail, and he's facing several felony charges. Interesting. And finally, as reported by TMZ, and I saw being passed around social media, and it's a real video in case you've seen it or you thought it might have been a hoax. I watched it 10 times before I decided that this was 100% real. And according to this article, again by Jonathan Ramsey, I don't know why this just came out because I just saw it the other day, but apparently this incident happened in November of 2021 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So the video is a delivery driver driving an Amazon truck was crossing the train track and he was struck by an Amtrak and it ripped his delivery vehicle in half. And so you can see it from the dash cam cabin view. And they show both angles. I think the one I saw was three angles. So front of the car, maybe rear of the car and dash cam view facing the driver. So you can see him kind of pull up to the train tracks and he goes left to go over the tracks. You don't see the train in front of him, which means it came from behind him and he didn't cross. But it split his vehicle in half and you can see him sitting there kind of freaking out. Dude was lucky. Very lucky. And that's it for car news. Well, you guys have stated on the polls that the rental car review is your least favorite segment. You guys voted on that. And I told you I don't care because I'm going to do it anyway. This week, I don't have a rental car. I usually don't have one every week. But our good friend Wes Tankersley had an incident to where he was forced to pick up an additional car for a few days. Wes, you want to tell us about your situation and the vehicle that you picked up?
Dude, the ratings are going to go way down because number one, I'm on here. And number two, you know, it's a rental car, the rental car review. So
it's a double negative because I don't mean at this point, I mean, it's just, you know, well I can't get any worse. Yeah,
so. Two best buds, bullshitting, but,
right.
Yeah. So my work truck is a 2019 Silverado Trail Boss, custom. And it's got 100.
So what is, hold on. What does custom mean?
So there's two different models. There's the LT and there's the custom. The LT is like the cat's meow and the custom is like the basic bitch. Except for mine's got the 5.3 because they normally come with like a 4.6. So they come with a smaller motor, but I got the big one. And so it's nice. I mean, it's a great truck. And the Trail Boss is the one that has the leveling kit in it already and the Rancho shocks and all that stuff. And then it's got the black wheels with the black grill and all that stuff. And it blew some oil lines. It's got like 113,000 miles on it. I mean, I've driven this thing. It's due to get some stuff going on. And
is that gasoline or diesel?
It's gas. Yep. Mm. Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I don't know, we got a couple guys that work with us that want diesels because they need them, but they don't really need them. And it's like $4.
Well, they say the diesels, they're not even broken in. So they're like 200,000 miles on them. That's why I'd ask.
Right. But like what I do, you know, I drive around all day, every day. And it's funny because I get in my truck and there was two things that happened with this one. It was like, I got it back and the steering wheel is like smooth on the top because I've driven it that long. And I put my hand in the same place every single time. And I got out of this other one and I sit down and like all of a sudden my hip hurts because like the seat is way broke down and I didn't realize how broke down it was until I got back into my truck.
Wow. You broke that down. Yeah. So let's talk about the vehicle, Wes, that you ended up getting while your truck was down and out.
So I ended up in a 2023 Silverado Trail Boss LT, which is the next step up. So like the whole thing, everything's leather. It's got, my truck has that jump seat in the middle that you could like pull up and three people could sit in it. This one's got a center console in it. And then it's got the like shifter right in the center console, which I thought was kind of cool because I'm so used to grabbing mine and just, you know, it's the standard one where you
Wait, you got a steering wheel crank?
Say that again.
You got the old school kind, like this little stick out of the side of the steering wheel.
Like you pull it this way and pull it down, put it in drive.
Like the U-Haul truck. Yep. Come on, man. What year is it?
It's a 2019. It's
okay. That's a work truck.
Yeah, it's a work truck.
Or is that your personal truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a great truck though. Like, don't get me wrong. Like I said, it's got 113,000 miles on it, but it was funny because it broke down probably about a month ago. Two oil cooling lines broke down or broke and it was leaking oil. And so my truck came from the Ford dealership, even though it's a Chevy, because the Ford dealership has a Chevy dealership in Montana and they got me a Chevy because I wanted one and everyone else has Ford. And so I took it, we took it to the Ford dealership because it was out of warranty and just was like, drop it off there, have them fix the oil cooling lines. And they gave me a fucking Ford Focus. I'm like, I have a crew cab Chevy truck with a camper shell on it.
It's a small car, man. Those Ford Focuses. Yeah,
and I'm 6'3" and sitting in this pot.
And we're in the winter months. Yeah.
I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So about 2 weeks later, after it's been fixed at the Ford dealership, I'm driving it. And all of a sudden the temperature gauge is going up. Like it's getting hot. And I'm like, what the hell? So I get out and I look and I can't find anything. And then I was like, all right, well, filled it with gas, drove it to the warehouse. And then all of a sudden I look out when I got out of the warehouse and it's leaking coolant. So back to the dealership. This time I took it to the Chevy dealership. And Tattoo Dad used to work for Peterson Chevrolet, Peterson Toyota. And he called his buddy at Peterson Chevrolet, same kind of sister company. Like, hey, one of my guys got a truck broke down. Do you have something that you can hook him up with while he gets his fix? He's going to drop it off there and have you fix it. And so they're like, yeah, we have a fleet vehicle thing. And like, they want us to buy Chevys. So they're going to give us a fleet thing. And I think this is why I got what I got. But I go in there, I drop off my truck. We get it all set up with the service guy. And they're like, okay, hold on. We'll get you, you know, your loaner that you can drive. And about 30 minutes sitting in this chair over here talking to the fleet guy, he's telling me about all the things they do. And he's like, the lady comes over. She goes, all right, we got you ready to go. I'm like, cool. Go out into the service area. She's like, here you go. This is what you get. And we're going to do a little walk around, check it, make sure there's no dents or anything, but you're the first person driving it. Brand new 20.
This is the 2023 one?
2023 Trail Boss LT.
Okay. Trail Boss. All right.
LT. Which is
can you tell us about the car?
It's a step up. So
it just has leather, right? It was like, and it has a shifter in the middle. What are some of the other things? Because that's 4 years, three. I don't remember if they count model years, like on the year or the year ahead, but that's minimal three model years ahead. And a lot of shit can happen in 3 years.
Yeah. So it's crazy because like mine has a little 6-inch screen. The LT model of the same year had a 7-inch screen. Mm. It doesn't have wireless CarPlay. And the LT model didn't have wireless CarPlay that year, but this one does. And then it has like in the center console, it has other adapters too. Like, so you can run your CarPlay through the console. It has that wireless charger where you can sit your phone on if you want to just charge it.
Did you try that wireless charge thing?
I put it in there, but I didn't because I don't know about you, but the wireless CarPlay kind of drives me crazy because it seems like the stereo is quieter when you have wireless CarPlay, or like you have to, the volume is actually on your phone. Like you have to max out your phone. And I don't like the wireless CarPlay. I always use the hardwired one because it seems to sound better when I'm streaming music. Cause I listen to a lot of music and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's a direct connection, but I was talking about the QI charge or whatever, because in our MDX, things are worthless. And I think, in a weird way, those don't work very well for Apple products, but they work better for Samsung and Android. But I'm not entirely sure. That's what I was asking.
Well, and I wonder if you might just have a problem with like the charger that you have, because we had one in the Pilot too, and it worked pretty well. I just didn't test it because I had it plugged in, because I just rather have a hardwire connection on it.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, but I also I also noticed that like when I had it plugged in, like you could hear it kind of like almost like skip, like a CD used to skip from time to time. But the things that are different about this truck compared to the other one. So they have that tailgate, right? That I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they have these two-piece tailgates. So like you pull the tailgate down and then you can pull the tailgate down again and it turns into a step, and then it had a handle in the back. And you could get into the back of the bed if you wanted to, super easy.
Then that's the 23 and your 19 doesn't have that?
Nope. It just has the like push button tailgate. Like, you know, like you double click it and the tailgate will drop on its own.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah. So that's something that was cool about, because I remember when I got my truck, like when I started working where I work, I pulled in there and like Sean was like, hey, check this out. And he grabs my keys and he double clicks it and drops the tailgate. And he's like, this is so cool. Because like the Ford F-150s that everyone else has don't do that.
Does it get you laid?
Yeah, right.
Hey, baby, check this out. Blip, blip. Yeah. Oh my God, your tailgate. I love how it goes down by. That is so cool.
I think it'd be easier with the new one because you can get the step and it'll be easier for him to get it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Cue the romantic music as the thing kind of drops down and then drops down again, you know, and you kind of grab her hand. You put your hand out there and she kind of gives you like half her hand and you just lead her up the steps and just get to rake.
Right. The thing that I really liked about this though is like because mine is what it is, like it's the kind of like the base model because it's got the cloth seats and it's got the little screen. Getting in this thing, it had like an 18-inch screen. It had the biggest screen that I've ever seen. That's ridiculous. And it was beautiful. Like
it had like a Tesla screen.
Yeah. Like the map, it was long though. Like, so it was long and kind of short, but the map.
Yeah.
Cause I run my GPS all the time and like the map was like, you know, 12 inches. And then on the side, it shows your music or whatever other app you got. So like you can have two apps going at one time.
That's cool. The BMWs have this thing where, you can have the overlay of your podcast or your music right in the center console or in your display. So you can see your miles per hour and everything. And you can see the map overlay in there. And that is so fucking cool. Does it have that?
It didn't have that, but you can put like your music in the middle of it. So like if you have, like if you're playing something, like I was playing Red Hot Chili Peppers or something, it shows the album in the middle and it tells you what song you're playing right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's cool.
It also had the overhead cameras, you know, like you were talking about how your MBX doesn't have that. This thing's got the overhead cameras and it's freaking cool. Like I love that because you're able to see where you're at. Like even when you're parking, like you can hit that button and you can get right in between the two lines if you want to, because you know exactly where you are. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's one of those features. So this was this is a 2023 versus the 2019. And I would imagine that if you were able to swap them out, you would in a heartbeat if it didn't cost any extra money or cost the business any extra money. So
yeah, I'd take one in a heartbeat.
That's pretty dope. And then remind us again, what trim that was, the 2023 Silverado
Trail Boss LT.
Trail Boss LT. Yeah.
And it's funny because there's only one model above that I'd like. Like the Trail Boss model is the one that is like the off-road. It's already got a lift kit in it. If you get a regular Silverado, it's going to be, you know, a little raked. So it's going to be a little lower in the nose. You'd have to put a leveling kit in it if you wanted it to be level. But the ZR2 is the one that like I really want to drive. And it was crazy because I know that the screen that's in this Trail Boss LT is the same one that is in the ZR2. You just get more stuff.
Thanks for sharing that with us. As you guys know, you can catch Wes on One Drink Wednesday with myself. And that's at One Drink Wednesday on Instagram and ODW on TikTok, I believe.
Nope, I changed it today to at One Drink Wednesday on TikTok as well.
At One Drink Wednesday on the TikTok machine. Make sure you update that QR code as well that we're going to have on the next generation coasters. And then, of course, it is right now Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley, but it may just become the Wes Tankersley Show. You catch them on Morning Coffee as well. Link will be in the description, or just follow one of us on social media. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you already follow both of us.
This is true. And zero listens this time. Thanks.
Want to thank Wes Tankersley for joining. That conversation and all conversations are brought to you by Cell Shop, the Arizona-based retailer that strives to be your destination of choice for wireless services, whether Arizona, Washington State, California, Texas, and Florida. They are an authorized AT&T dealer. Got to make sure that network stays up, though. So visit them at cellshop.us and get connected today. I still owe them a visit. Go there and take a few selfies with people, maybe grab a couple phones. So like, that's all right. Cell Shop got this. Hard parking. You guys know me. Forgot to mention this weekend also, went to Wright Toyota. They were doing a charity with local exotic car group, Phoenix Driven. and Baller Dream Foundation. Baller Dream Foundation is the foundation we chose for NS Expo when it was out here in 2022. Jen and her team are fantastic, and they take, I would say minors, but they take people under the age of 21 that have pretty threatening illnesses or really need money really bad through accidents and help make dreams happen. So that was cool to be part of that. I was only up there for about an hour, but Sundays is my busy day, so I had to skedaddle. Want to thank Wright Honda and Wright Toyota, FoilOnline.com, Cell Shop Wireless Services, AutoCannon officially licensed Honda and Acura gear, Patreon business supporters, Cuy Automotive out of Winter Garden, Florida, Automotive Specialty Tool out of Owings Mills, Maryland, Pell Construction out of Culinary, Michigan, Caledonia, Michigan, Big House Small Home Design out of Ashburg, Virginia, and Traverse City, Michigan, Taping Success with West Tankersley out of Boise, Idaho. Want to email the show, heartparkingpodcast@gmail.com. Special shout out to Mark Stoneman, Catherine Cox, Eddie Ramos, Richard Graves, Byron Jones, Bo Jung, Alice Camina, Drew Bunkley, and Yasu Chiba. If you have a business and you want a business shout out at the end of every episode, and it will be permanently baked into my episodes, you can find me on Patreon, patreon.com/heartparkingpodcast, or just email the show. Join the Hard Parking Violations Facebook group, the Hard Parking channel on my Instagram. And remember, I can't grow that. You tell the world how great this show is. Let's do this. Let's grow this thing together. And I will talk to you all next week.
A beater.
Shut up!